Well, you guys fell behind by 10 a couple of times in the first half there, but you fought back, got it tied at 23, and then Ulysses made a big run. You come back, get to within two in about four occasions, and just couldn't quite get over that hump tonight against an experienced Ulysses squad.
Yeah, for sure. We talked to our kids. I thought they did a great job of responding when we got down 10 as opposed to last week where it wasn't quite that same response. And then we just couldn't get that one stop we needed. It seemed like we would score to get it to two, and then they would score. And then we'd score to get it to two. We just couldn't get that next stop.
And it seemed like early on, especially, you know, Ulysses was hitting their shots early on, but it took a while for you guys to adjust maybe to the length of Ulysses out high, even in that 2-3 zone. And they only have one girl over 6 foot, but they're 5'8", 5'10 players. They have a lot of length.
Yeah, for sure. And we, in some spots, we don't have some length, but I think our kids did a good job of just responding and controlling things that they can control. So obviously you can't control your height, but you can control what you do with your body and how you position yourself and how hard you play.
One player that really gave you guys a spark off the bench tonight, I thought, was Simone Simmons with her points here tonight. And she had a big night off the bench for you guys and a great effort for your team. But you still had that fight. But Simmons seemed to bring that spark. And then you had Jasmine Vasquez hit her first shot of the year.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, we talked to him at halftime about just finding a way to step up when your name's called. You don't know necessarily when it's going to come. Taryn kind of had a back injury she was dealing with from yesterday, so she couldn't give us quite the minutes she normally would. And so it just comes down to people stepping up and making plays when their number gets called.
I thought there was one play or one offensive sequence in the fourth quarter. And the ball was going back and forth, left to right so much there, and you finally get an easy look. And I thought that was probably one of your best, if not your best, offensive play of the night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's, well, most of the time we didn't try to run sets or try to run a set zone offense where it's a pattern. We just let the kids play, and they did a good job of understanding spots and finding gaps in that zone.
I've seen teams and players have that challenge of trying to go up against a taller girl like the 6'3 Riley Ogilvie, and it goes back to maybe Simone Simmons a little bit, even Felicity, Kiana, you name it, down in the paint, Taryn as well. They weren't afraid to go up against her and take it right to her to the basket there, and had an had some shots around her tonight and over her.
Right, yeah. We just talked to him about you can't be scared, because if you're scared, you're going to jump away from her, and then her length becomes even more of a problem. You got to try to get into her body and see what happens from there.
Back-to-back losses. I know it's tough, but a couple quality teams here for you guys. You have 8-9 days to prepare here next week. You have your midseason tournament there at Newton, and that's definitely going to be a good midseason challenge for you guys with that field this year.
Oh, yeah. It's a loaded field just like always. There's going to be some tiebreakers tonight and tomorrow for the seeding. So we're just going to come out and try to just get better every game regardless of outcome.
Where are you probably think coming into tonight sitting at seed-wise?
We could be 3, 4, or 5 is what I think. So,
wow.
I mean, it's a you could play any possibility of 3 or 4 different teams.
What's probably the biggest thing that you're going to do here over this next 8 or 9 days to maybe improve upon here from tonight?
We're going to just try to get a little bit of rest tomorrow and kind of give the kids, the JV goes to Wichita, freshman has a tournament this week, so, and then just kind of zero in, keep getting shots up, and a lot of times it's a make or miss game, and Ulysses made shots early, we didn't, and that ended up being the difference.
Coach Matt Fiver joining us here post game. Lady Buffs lose a tough one here tonight, 49-42. Well, thanks again, good effort for your team tonight, Coach. Good luck to you coming up here in the future.
Yep, thanks, Adam.